I have stopped recording. By the way, I never started the Zoom recording the second time.
I know. So. But luckily, you're still.
Okay, good.
I got you.
Goodbye. Goodbye, YouTube.
I already hung up.
Oh. Screw you, YouTube. hi, Kathy Bacon. Kathy, you said something earlier when we were talking about our houses. I have to scroll all the way back up because I saw it and I was just like, you asked, and I want to make sure that I answer you. Here's your questions in the order that you asked. And things were just flying by when we were talking about that, so I apologize. She says, are you going to become a slumlord? I wish I would have not sold my house for... No, I offered that to Zach today. I was like, here's a crazy idea. Adam is always looking for a side hustle.
I know.
What if we just kept this house and we sold Adam a third of it? So that way we'd get our $100,000 that we could put towards a new house. And then we just rent this out. We hire a management company and we just rent this house out. And then we just split the rent profits three ways.
I'm in. Let's do it.
And then when we eventually sell the property, then we split it three ways, right? It's like, we would sell Adam, you know, part of the house. And he was like, no. So he was like, no, absolutely not. So yeah, not going to do that.
That's a passive income, baby, plus equity.
All right, wait. Kathy Bacon had other questions that I want to answer. Does your truck fit in the garage? The garage at the new place is, yes, it is deep enough to accommodate my truck, which is the problem here. The garage here is only like 15 feet deep and my truck is like 15 and a half feet or something. You know what I'm saying? It's a very close fit here, but yes. Is there driveway space for the camper? No, there's not driveway space for the camper, but there is a very large side yard and backyard and another side yard. According to the bylaws of the HOA that we're moving into, we can ask permission from the Architectural Council to park our RV, and they probably would require like a fence around it, you know, like make sure that we had a fence in our yard so that it's just not an RV that you can see from the street. There are other RVs parked in people's yards in that neighborhood. So I kind of feel good that if we asked. Also, we just re-upped our 1 year storage for the RV, just recently in November. So we don't have to figure out the RV thing until November, but it looks like, yeah, we can park the RV between the houses and it will be fine. And I think those were all the questions that you asked that I did not answer during the housing segment. So. You're welcome, Kathy. She probably is no longer listening.
Oh, actually, you were scrolling up, right?
Are we on Pride 48?
We are on
Pride 48. Okay, so maybe she's listening on Pride 48. I was going to say, no, if we're not on YouTube anymore, she's not even listening. I just did that whole thing for Kathy Bacon, and she's not even there. Also, last week, I forgot to stop the level 13 recording.
Yeah.
So the next day I came in and I didn't notice and everything was, I looked.
And you were having work meetings.
I looked the other day and it's like I had 0 minutes left on my SD card. And I'm like, why is there 0 minutes left? And so I had to wait like an hour for it to transfer those 13 gig files over to my computer.
Yeah, because you had to clip out the part that was the after show.
Right. No. Yeah. Because now I do it on the mixer. When I hit the button, that's the after show. I stopped recording the main show and then immediately hit record just a few minutes ago.
You record on the mixer.
I just record on the mixer because the little extra mixer that I use got soaked by that water that I spilled all over everything.
Yeah. You're so destructive.
Look, I bought, did I tell you this? I bought a cover.
I've got one of those.
Yeah, the Roadcaster. Because my cats were walking on it. So now I have a cover. On Pride 48, congrats, I heard. Oh, thank you, Kathy Bacon. I am so super excited. Do you have a haircut tomorrow? Are you good?
No, I do not have a haircut tomorrow.
Let's do this. Let's do the queerties, Adam. Let's talk about the queerties.
I don't even know what the queerties are.
It's a fake award that
Oscars for gayness. That's right.
I'm going to post the link in the chat room. So if you guys want to vote, you can do so. So just go to queerty.com/queerties. Yeah, you're going to vote. I want to know who you're going to vote for in each category. I can no longer read the nominees. Oh, wait, maybe I can. Yeah, I can.
What are we?
So it's the queer. Are you there? Are you at the queer?
Yeah, I'm okay. There.
You can see there's a whole list of categories along the left. So you're going to start with the badass category. So who's
the... So do I click on badass?
No, you... Well, you can. If it's not showing you all the choices, then you click on badass.
So my choices are...
Yeah. Gio Bennett.
Sasha Colby, Gio Benitez, John Waters, Bob the Drag Queen, Dylan Mulvaney, Bella Ramsey, Robert Garcia, Nakuti Gatwa, Brianna Stewart, or Billy Porter. Yeah. I'm going to say Gio Benitez.
What was he in?
He's a news anchor.
Oh, okay. I chose Shuti Gatwa. So... Both Sex Education and Doctor Who were amazing. And then click on next and go to the next category.
Drag royalty.
Drag royalty. So your options here, I'll go ahead and read it for you. These are going to be in different order. But your options here are Kay James, Mo Hart, the Boulé Brothers, Pablo Vittar, Priyanka, Meatball, Patty Gagne, Sherry Vine, Jimbo, or Flamey Grant.
I don't know any of these except for Jimbo, I think. So I'm going to pick Jimbo.
Okay. I chose Flamey Grant because she was the only one I'd heard of.
Jimbo was on one of the more recent Drag Race seasons, so.
Okay.
Future All-Star, Kim Chi, Mistress Isabel Brooks, Gigi Good.
I feel like Mick. I feel like the chat room is way ahead of us. Like they're on different categories now. They're just present. You don't need to read all the choices. Just tell me who you're going to vote for. Like silently read the choices. Tell
Selena
me.
Selena Estides?
Who are you going to vote for?
I'm going to go with Kim Chi.
Ah, I do. Yeah, there we go, Adam. Look. That is. Oh, I have a cover on my mixer. We are. That is absolutely correct.
Best,
Kim Chi is
best
the answer.
Feud. Oh, well, I'm gonna have to go with Mariah Carey versus J-Lo.
We matched again, Adam. Yeah, we did that.
On that one?
Yeah.
Podcast, it. I'm going to have to go with...
I've not heard any of these podcasts.
I've also not heard anything.
I just skipped this category. Because I don't know.
Well, I'm going to pick something. I'm going to pick this Tres Leches. Let's see. TikToker. I don't know any TikTokers. So
oh,
this
come
is
on.
Not gonna...
Come on. There's an obvious choice. Gonna... There's an obvious choice on this.
Rosie O'Donnell.
No. Nobody wants a fucking corporate TikToker. No. The only known TikToker.
She's not...
Yeah. Chris
Olsen. Corporate?
Just pick just Chris Olsen.
I don't know him, but okay. Instafollow. I'm also not going to be, I'm not going to know any
of
these,
skipped.
But
I
I'll
skipped.
Say.
I skipped that.
The only one I know is Ricky Martin. Sports Hero.
I didn't know any of these, so I skipped it.
I don't want to skip. I'm going to pick this Heath Thorpe.
Because he's cute?
Yeah. Style Icon. I'm going to pick this John Cortacagenina or whatever.
Really?
Oh, no. Christian Siriano. I'm going to have to pick him.
Yes, Christian Siriano. Yes.
I didn't see him on the list. Oh, Matteo Lane. Comic, Matteo Lane.
Yes, we agree on that. Yes.
Breakout music artist.
Yeah, I'm not a big music fan. So
I don't know.
From a look standpoint, I like the Scarlet Opera. I don't know what they say.
Yeah,
let's
pick them. Okay. I agree. Music video. I won't know music videos.
But there is one.
I'm going to pick David Archuleta.
Wait, keep
Afraid
reading.
To Love.
No, keep reading. Keep reading. There's an obvious.
Are you
video
the Trixie Mattel one?
No, there's a more obvious than that. It's Troy Sivan. When he dressed in drag, like that's Troy Sivan in drag. It's like
one of your
girls where he's like humping all over a straight man dressed in drag.
Oh, okay, whatever.
That was a great video.
Anthem. I haven't seen it. Anthem. I don't know any of these.
I played Rush,
but I'm gonna go
week.
With I'm gonna go with Padam Padam. Kylie Minogue.
Okay, I could see that. I went with Rush. I'm a Troy.
Kylie Minogue. comedy movie. I'm not a big fan of comedy movies, actually, but I'll say Mean Girls.
Oh, no, I said Barbie. That was the only one I'd seen, though. That Barbie was literally... And by the way, is Red, White, and Royal Blue, wasn't that a series? Was that a movie? I thought that was a series.
I don't know. Drama movie. I'm going to... The only one I've seen on here is Saltburn, so I'm going to go with that one. Have you seen that?
I haven't. But I at least it's the only one I'd heard of.
It's 3.25. I know. But you. It's good. Fuck it's you. Good, though. Film performance. I'm going to have to go with... Oh, I don't
Was
know.
That you or me? Who got the
I don't
Discord
know. Alert? It could have been me. It's probably me. I haven't seen any of these, but I'm going to go with Dan Levy just because I like him.
I went with Coleman Domingo.
TV comedy, Heartstopper.
Yes.
TV drama.
No, there was a clear choice for me, but probably not you. Because you know you don't like the same TV shows that I do.
Goodness, there are a lot of good ones on
there. There are a lot of good ones, but there's one that was excellent.
I'm going to put Yellow Jacket.
I haven't seen Yellow Jackets. Foundation was just amazing.
We finished it. We did finish it. We caught up and finished it. TV performances, Kit Connor, I'll say.
Yes, I picked that.
And then reality docuseries. I think I've only seen, I'm going to have to say, that's interesting. For the Love of Dilt. No, I'm not going to say that. Queer Eye. That's what I'm going to say.
Survivor, clearly. Survivor.
No, Survivor's not an option.
Yes, it is. That's,
no, it's not.
Yam Yam is right there in my face. Survivor.
Oh, that is, okay. I would have picked Survivor. I didn't even see that.
You can click on back and change
your
vote.
I did. I'm picking Survivor. Yeah.
Okay. Then, yes.
Web series. Uh-huh. I've seen none of these. So I don't know. You probably picked this or whatever.
I picked Trixie and Katya, yes.
I'll just, let's see, Reed. I don't even know what this means. I'm too old, Daniel. I'm too old. I don't do TikTok or anything.
I skipped
the
this.
The male gazed, because he's cute.
Yeah.
Let's see, live theater. I haven't seen any of these.
I voted for the only one I had seen, which was the Jinx and De La Holiday Show.
This Broadway Bears Pleasure Park looks interesting. It's got a half-naked man on it, so
well, there you go.
I'll pick that one. And it says, and the title is Broadway Bears. Does that mean they're naked? Coming out for good, I'm going to say Joe Locke.
Oh, I picked Chris Tyson.
Next big thing.
Yeah, who's going to say... Next big thing, Adam?
I don't know, Wicked Part 1? I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, it's up to you. There's no right or wrong answer. I chose Mufasa.
I have, is that going to be a movie?
I think so. It was like a prequel.
That's it. I'm done. I voted. I feel so out of touch.
Kathy Marshall said, where do the nominees come from? I think just some random writers at Queerty like said, what podcast do we know? Like, I don't think there's a good thing for it. Here's the thing, Adam. I had to wire $4,000 for earnest money for our, for the offer that we made on the house. And, I go to my bank website, right? Cause you can't use ACH, whatever. It has to be a wire. Right. And so there's a whole process you have to do to get the right routing numbers and stuff. And so I'm talking to my credit union and I'm on their website and trying to figure out if they do wires or not. And I finally find the stuff that I need and the form that I need, but I can't send it in. I have to take it to the branch, right? Like I have to take it in. So I fill out the form as a PDF. I filled it out, printed it out, took it down to my branch, and I got there and I waited in line at the teller. I mean, there's just one person in front of me. So I get up to the teller. I'm like, I don't know if I do this here or whether I need to go sign in, but I need to send a wire. I've already filled out the form. Well, what? I've never seen that form before. What's that? That's I've never done. And he asked to get my manager. Yeah, he has to go get somebody else. And somebody was like, oh, yeah, that's the form that they mail to people or whatever. No, it's like if you're doing it in person, then you can just, there's an app on the teller, you know, on your computer here that you have, you know, to fill in the information for them. And I'm just like, he's like, all right, well, let me try that. And then he couldn't remember his password to get into this app. And after a while, he was just like, I've tried every password that I know and none of it's working. So yeah, just go sign in over there. So I went over and I signed in and I sat down and there were other people ahead of me.
He's like, I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to go to a different bank.
Other people, you know, were ahead of me and they came out and they called their names and then they looked and they asked my, you know, cause I hadn't really written my reason. And they're like, Daniel, I was like, what are you here for? I just need to send a wire. And they're like, oh, you can do that at the tellers. And I'm like, no, they sent me over here. And so she left to go talk to the tellers and then came back over and she's like, all right, someone will be with you soon. And then she took the people. And then another lady comes out later and she's like, what are you here for? I'm like, you're here to do a wire. And she's like, oh, you can use the tellers. I'm like, no, they've already sent me over here. And the other lady's already like confirmed that with them. And she's like, oh, okay. So then she goes to this guy's little cubicle who's been in plain sight the entire time, like a bank employee sitting inside one of those little cubicles. And he's been there the whole time. He's been witness to this whole thing, but he's been there the whole time. And she says, oh, can you do this wire transfer or whatever? And so he like calls me into his office and I go in there and I'm like to do what? The little sign on his desk that like had his name and then said like his title underneath it.
Steve Stevenson, wire transfers.
Yes, it was wire transfers. Like this guy's whole job is like wire transfer. Like that's his title and stuff. And he's like, and he's acting like he doesn't know how to do it. And I'm giving him the form. He's like, I've never seen this form. I'm going to have to type this in, you know, over here. And he's like, typing in the numbers from my form into his app and, you know, double checking his numbers and stuff. And he finally says, okay, all right, it's done. Yeah. All right. Do you want a receipt? And I'm like, yeah, I would like a transaction receipt. And he shows me, you know, he gives me a transaction receipt. He goes, okay, thanks. Have a great day. And so I left. And as I left and I was getting into my truck, it dawned on me that at no point did anyone ask me for an identification or any form of like, you know, it's like, I just gave them bank numbers and said, I want you to do a wire transfer from X to Y.
Well, it wasn't, I think, well, that's ridiculous, but I will say this. It's not like you were sending millions of dollars or anything. You were like, normally the requirement for extra security is at like 10,000. You can't.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You could wipe out somebody with $4,000 or $5,000 that they have in their savings account. It's like if you broke up with someone and you were a malicious person and you just went down there and it's like, yeah, I want to wire this money to here and blah, blah, blah. It's like they don't do it. They never do it. So they're just so confused by that they don't even follow. It's like no one at no point in time. And here's the other thing, Adam. I also deposited money. Like when I went up to the teller to ask him if I could do the wire thing, I handed him a check that I had gotten for Christmas that I was finally getting around to depositing. And I gave him a check and he deposited it in my account. So he deposited money in my account and they wired out $4,000 from my account and no one ever asked me for any form of identification. It's like if that's the embodiment of white privilege right there. It's just like I walked into a bank and like said, put this money here, send that money there. And everyone's just like, yes, sir, right away, sir. And just walked the fuck away. Oh,
I didn't even think about that, but yeah, I guess. Sure.
Oh, so Kathy Bacon has heard the Handsome podcast with Tig Fortune. So Tig Notaro, Fortune Femur, and I don't know who May is. Reminds me of the Force Five, except ladies. Really? Okay.
I don't know what the Force Five is either.
Oh, that was the all five of the nighttime you know, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon. Okay, yeah, we talked at Strike Force. It was Strike Force 5 during the writer's strike. They were doing a podcast. Oh, yeah.
I never listened to that. And did they end it when the strike ended?
Yeah, of course they did.
I don't know. They could have liked it and had a lot of listeners or something and been like, oh, we're going to keep doing this.
You were talking about, on your show, you were talking about this Ethan Travels or whatever.
Yes.
On YouTube. Now, I don't know if you know this or not. I know that Auntie Scott knows this, but he's probably off watching Charlie Chan. But that's Ethan Lusby. Like I've been watching Ethan Lusby since he started his channel.
He was somebody that you probably watched.
And not only that, I supported him on Patreon for a short period of time. So you would see like my name go across on his Patreon things and whatever.
Oh, I see.
I never joined his OnlyFans. However, I'm highly interested in it. So if you want to toss a bone, so to speak, my way, you know, a few of those images would be lovely.
I'll see what I can do. I don't want to commit felony on air or whatever.
Right.
But, you know,
well, we're not on air. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't. None of it was all that great, to be honest.
Oh, you didn't pay for the special video?
I did pay for the special video. And even that was
the one I wanted to see. Yeah.
You can see it. But.
Here's the thing. I wrote this down because, you know, one of our things on the year of the mix is to have more guests. I wrote that down as a guest.
Oh, you want to invite Ethan?
Yeah, I'm gonna reach out and see if Ethan wants to come on for a little bit and talk about his.
You think he's gonna mention being on a podcast on his videos?
He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to mention.
Well, the whole point of having guests is to get more.
Yeah,
listeners.
But still, his name will be in the titles for the YouTube search and whatnot. It's like, yeah.
Oh, we can put a picture of Ethan shirtless.
There you go.
On the it could be. Creepy Adam and Daniel in the back, like kind of looking over his shoulder or whatever as he's standing there shirtless.
Yep. That's what it is. That's there you go. You've made the cover.
The creepy uncle cast.
Now all we have to do is invite him to the show. I think there's a bunch of that was one thing we wanted to bring on, but not have the guests stay the whole show. Just do a little interview with the guest.
They are not guests are not allowed about 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah. And then, they're gone. Get out of here. You bother us.
I need a hang up button over here so I can just be like, click.
I need to tinkle. Can you?
Can I tap dance?
Yeah, can you tap dance for a couple of minutes?
I can. I think so. I mean, I do a podcast. I don't know if you guys knew this, but I do a podcast 5 days a week and you listen. And it is 10 to 12 minutes long, sometimes a little bit longer. And I talk to myself for that entire time without anyone sitting there. And just talk about random shit, like the fact that I am hungry right now. And it's late. And I'm counting calories now. And that is not a good thing for me to add extra calories at midnight. But I am anyway. I had a turkey burger for dinner. And it was actually... I was proud of myself because I could have just gone and gotten fast food. And I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to cook. I want a burger, so I'm just going to make my own burger. And so I did. I think I talked about it on Geeky. No, I didn't. I didn't talk about it on Geeky Gay because I don't think. Because I recorded before I cooked dinner. So anyway, I made that and put a little... guacamole on it, put a little, what else? Guacamole and a little cream cheese and onion and lettuce. Oh, okay. I must have said it. No, I must have said it on the show, but I recorded, now I don't remember when I recorded the show, but I thought I recorded the show like around 4 o'clock this afternoon and I didn't eat until 6:30 or 7. So maybe I've said I was going to cook that. I'm not sure. Anyway, I did. I cooked a turkey burger, but I recorded the podcast before that. So I don't know what I was saying.
If you have a guest, sometimes you get
that's what I had.
Who look for the guest. Yes. If you have guests you like. You don't want somebody. Oh, yeah. No, that was what I was saying. I would want guests that Adam would have some idea who they were.
Did you say you watched today or you listened to today's Geeky Gay?
I'm not fully. I was at the...
Now I'm trying to... I was just talking about a turkey burger that I had for dinner.
I'm at 5 minutes and 21 and seconds left. I'm right here.
And, you know, prosciutto and all this kind of stuff. And yeah. There's just not a good way for me to count how many calories are in those things. It's just... Well, there are so many little individual things on the salad bar.
I'm talking about the Brazilian steakhouse.
Yeah.
So...
I like Texas Day Brazil. You know, we had our anniversary dinner. I thought, oh, that's a perfect option. Let's do that. Let's go to Texas Day Brazil. And Zach was like, no, I don't want to go there. So when we canceled our Texas Day Brazil, and now we're going to Charlie's Steakhouse. So
why did he not want to go there? He doesn't like it? Or?
No, it was our anniversary. It's supposed to be.
Oh, he doesn't think it's special enough?
It's too busy. It's too, you know, frantic, you know what I'm saying? Like there's people walking around and doing things and it's not an intimate, nice, yes, frenetic. Thank you, Kashimura.
It's like is it like the Cheesecake Factory of steakhouses?
It's not a steakhouse. It's a Brazilian steakhouse.
No, it's a Brazilian steakhouse. So yeah. it is a steakhouse.
It's not a steakhouse. No, when you think steakhouse, you think Morton's or, you know.
They bring mashed potatoes to the table. Have your sides separately and then you get your meat.
Ruth Chris. Yes, but they bring around the meat a lot.
They do. They have a lot of meat.
They do.
They have a lot of...
Oh, I totally skipped over the local newspaper thing, didn't I?
It's always men. Have you ever had a woman bring you meat? It's always men, isn't it?
I've only eaten there once.
Oh, but do you recall there being any women? I think it's all men.
No, I don't.
All hot Brazilian men.
I have no problems with that.
Hot Brazilian no man problems meat. At all.
But it doesn't matter because we're not going there. We're going to Charlie's Steakhouse. And that's going to be, you know, a very cheap anniversary because we're scraping our coins together for the closing on the
15th. I'm telling you, just start a GoFundMe.
Start a GoFundMe. Wasn't there somebody in Pride 48 that like mooched off people to buy stuff? Was it like Steve in Scotland, like got people to buy him a webcam so he could put it in his window and like
he just kept
harassing people about it until finally everyone donated enough money for him to buy the fucking webcam. And then he moved like a month later, he moved. So it's like, then the webcam was moot. It's like, dude, you just wanted somebody to buy you a webcam. Remember when Princess Hana wanted a new computer, but she didn't want a PC. She wanted an Apple. She was like,
no,
she
wanted
a Mac.
I think I recall someone telling that story, but I don't think I was in her circles, or this happened before I was in those circles. Cause that show that she was on was long gone before I ever.
Oh, without smearing my makeup or whatever. Yeah, I think that thing only, I think that was a Pride 48 show. I think it only ever really existed during the live stream.
No, she was in something else, wasn't she? We're mean cause you're stupid.
No, you're thinking of Princess Holly.
Oh,
not Princess Hannah or not.
I get my princesses mixed up, Daniel. And just like in The Crown, when they switch seasons and they have a completely different actress and you're like, is she Princess Margaret? Is she Princess Joanna or whatever her name was? Like, who is this?
I can't speak to that Lamont Cranston because it's not my story to tell. But it was just a thing. It was someone turned into a weird stalker. Like someone crossed a line.
Why I can't go? Is that why Auntie Scott is going to be out when we're there? Is because I've become a stalker? Is that?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I've never even been to his house. Well,
there's a reason. There's a reason for that. There's a reason you've never been to his house, Adam.
Maybe that time when Mark and I were visiting Joe, we also, you know, swung by the palatial estate.
I don't think so. I don't think that happened. Did you? Did you swing by?
No, we didn't. Oh. We didn't. I'm just saying, maybe we did.
Can he bring Zach with him at least?
Oh, Daniel, you're not invited, Daniel. I don't know why. I mean, how bad did you piss off Auntie Scott?
Make up the guess. It's just, I asked Auntie Scott, you know what? I had a musical question. Yes, I know, because he's going to fall asleep. I got it. Here's the thing. I sent out a message on Alexa the other day to Auntie Scott, because I figured if anyone would know the answer to this musical mystery, it would be my good friend, Auntie Scott. There is a horrible musical that I've already talked to you about. By the way, is there a reason that I've got your whole like framing with the logo?
I was letting you see the background I used tonight.
Oh, that's cool. I like it.
But you never said anything until just now. So this is the way it looked. I know you, you're not going to be there. So it's like that.
No, I can imagine what
and
that's
And then I
like.
Have yeah. the, oh, I do nice. Have the chat room tonight. So.
See, I like it. I like it. Here's the, here. All right. So what was I saying? Now I forgot.
I can go to full screen. I mean, now, what now was you've I mentioned
saying?
It.
What was I saying before?
Oh, I have no clue. I have no clue. No clue at all what you were saying.
What's a music? Oh, it's a musical question. Right. So I ask Auntie Scott. There's this horrible, horrible musical called Diana the Musical. We talked about it last week. And she sings this line in a song, and it's this. Are you ready for this? Are you listening to this?
I'm listening.
Here's the musical question. She sings this thing. She's like, Harry, my ginger-haired son. And more stuff. But that particular melody, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, I'm like, I know that that's from like a Carpenter song or some 70s ballad. Like, I know that it's on the tip of my fucking tongue.
Daniel, that is a very common melodic theme there, because da-da-da-da is also...
Right. No, but this is, I mean, but it's like, the whole phrase. That's the phrase. My love, you're the only, you're, is it Endless Love? Oh my God. Is it Endless Love? My love, your only thing in my life. Oh my God. It's fucking Endless Love. Do you know?
Auntie Scott didn't know.
Yeah,
I think
apparently
I've heard the
Auntie
name.
Scott, not a Lionel Richie
didn't
fan.
Know. Lionel Richie is before my time. You know, he was
love.
I wasn't listening to music when he was at his peak. Actually, he was more in the like 60s or something, right?
My. There's only you in my life.
Ginger-haired son.
The only thing that's right.
And Diana Ross.
My first love. You're every breath that I take. You're every step I make.
You don't remember the song? You never heard this song? They played it. They played it like every 5 minutes.
I think... What era was this? Was this 70s, 60s?
No, that was the 80s.
80s?
Yeah.
I think 90s. My mom has sung this like at a wedding with someone.
Oh,
like
yeah,
as
yeah.
a duet or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because my mom used to sing at a lot of weddings when I was growing up because she was a good singer. And I feel like that's one that they...
It's from the movie Endless Love, but it's the title song. But 1983, thank you, Cyclone, is when that song came out. So it was the... maybe send her email to a bat shit... Oh, we're still talking about Brenda Boo. Now, I like how I can just see the words bat shit crazy and know that we're talking about Brenda Boo. Also, remember Fairy Princess Holly was the one that went ape shit on us that one Pride.
No,
48,
I don't.
Second
I,
Pride
you
48.
You always say stuff either about her, Holly, or whoever, and I never remember anything. So I don't remember. It was the year that I was out because of Maddie's situation.
No,
or,
you were there. You were there.
Or I just don't remember, which is highly possible. Likely
there was. Even. It was a very eventful evening because a lot of things happened. That was the Jan McClay evening, and then after
that was so long. You mean the very first?
Yeah, no, it was the second.
I don't remember.
Not the first. It was the second.
I don't remember anything that happened then. Yeah.
1981. Wait, how can that be from 1981 if it's from 1983? Cyclone. Now I question all of your research. Let me tell you about this.
Daniel, there's no fact checking anymore.
I know. People don't care.
You can't trust the integrity of.
You can't. How can I show everyone stuff? I can't. I can show you stuff because I can share my screen, but I can't show.
I think you can do video in Discord, but I don't know if you have
to. It's good that we are not doing a show next week. Because at this point in time, there's no way everything I'm going to talk about is going to be about my fucking house. By the way, it's on, it's right off 27, to the south, right off 27 is where, in Davenport is where, Rodan and, his, husband live. So they're just,
are they married now? Or are you just saying husband?
I think they're married.
Oh, so they didn't have a wedding or anything. Cause I haven't heard about any fancy weddings. Are they married? Or
engaged? Oh, okay. They're engaged, not married. Yeah. So their house is in Davenport, which is probably about 6 miles, 6 or 7 miles from us. Maybe a little.
Are y'all friends?
No, we've actually never. I was telling Taylor that first. I told Taylor, "Hey, we made an offer on this house," and he was just like, "Oh, that's cool." He's like, "Oh, by the way, Rodan lives like just right on the other side of the interstate from there," and I was just like, "Oh, yeah, I've never actually met Rodan," and he's like, "Well, you know, at the very least, you'll meet him at Springtime Surprise because we're all running the same race in April."
So. No, you won't. They won't be anywhere around.
No,
please.
We made a... They'll be. I should have talked about that on the show. Here's the thing. We made a hotel reservation for our Springtime Surprise weekend. The same villa that we were in with you. So that big two-bedroom...
Okay, yeah.
...apartment villa at Vistana, right? So
the one that your sister could not find.
Right.
Yes.
We're staying in that one. And of course, Marriott does that thing where it's like the best rate, you have to prepay for it. So, you know, it's already paid for. We've already paid for those 4 nights, 5 days at Vistana. Now our new house is actually closer to Disney than Vistana. So it's like, we're going to, in April, we'll already be living in the new house, so we will be leaving our house close to Disney in order to drive to a hotel that's further away from Disney for 4 days. And of course, it's non-refundable, so it's like I can't get rid of the reservation.
Right, yeah.
So I don't know, maybe I'll try to sublet it to someone. Like,
I don't think you can do that. I don't think that's a thing that you can do with unless this is not just a regular hotel, unless there's some.
It's a regular hotel. I can add people like that. It's a two bedroom thing. I can have 4 people in there. So it's like, I could add
people.
I've
never even heard of anyone advertising such a thing.
So like this is what I would do. So I'm in several Facebook groups for that run, you know, so people all around the country talking about their training and, you know, excited to go to say, "Hey, this is my first Disney race. And here, let me ask you this question," and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I know I could go in there and go like, "Hey guys, I've already prepaid for this hotel. Our new house that we ended up buying is actually closer to Disney than this hotel. So it makes so much little sense for us to go there. You know, I'm willing to take a bath. Like, I'm willing to lose money on this. I just, you know, it was $863 total, right? For the 4 nights. So it's like, yeah, if somebody wants to like, maybe, you know, give me an offer to rent it."
That's a good business idea though. You could rent rooms for an entire weekend or whatever. And then you could sell our blocks to prostitutes. So you'd be like, you know, $150 a night. You just have to, you know, charge them maybe $20 an hour.
Yeah. No. Oh no. Kathy Marshall is bringing this up. Yeah. No. I would still have to show up. I would still have to show up and check in. Like, yeah, I would have to. That?
You'd be like, "Oh, I'll check in. You guys just bring me a check."
Oh no! It's a prepaid for thing. Like the, you know, no matter what, I've already paid.
You're trying to get recoup some money, right?
I don't know what I'm trying to do. I feel like I'm just going to eat it. I feel like I'm just going to go stay in the Vistana for 4 days.
Yeah.
I mean, but then we have to find someone to watch our cats. Hopefully we'll have friends by then. That is the one.
They'd be like, oh, where are you going? Oh, just 20 minutes up the road to...
That is,
couldn't you just go back and forth from home to Vistana to check on the cats?
And then in that case, why even go to Vistana? Like, just stay at home. It's just like, I know people stay in hotels locally.
People stay in hotels locally. Yeah.
They'll
for
do
what?
A staycation, like, because the hotel is clean and it's got a restaurant and it's, you know,
my
you don't
house
have to,
is clean.
Yeah, but if you mess up your house, then you have to clean it up. If you mess up a hotel, then you don't. Like, if you wanted to be on vacation, you know, just be away. Just be in a change of venue. Like,
I have a personal chef.
That's yourself. You're pointing at yourself.
Yes. Yeah, myself.
You know what? I'm so jazzed about this house.
Well, I'm happy that you're happy.
Because 20 minutes from property means that we can go and eat at restaurants on property. Like, more regularly than we
it
do now.
It does. It does mean that.
One of the things I was looking at.
Are your favorite restaurants in the world at Disney? Like, all, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you seem to really enjoy eating at Disney restaurants specifically.
Put a pin in that for a second. Because that reminded me of that world cruise, that 9-month world cruise. There was a bunch of TikToks where they were talking about the amazing chef's table dinner that they had. And they started going through the menu. It was exactly the same menu that we did on the other Royal Caribbean ship. It's like it's the exact same chef's menu.
Yeah, they're similar. They're it's not like the chef is really coming up with,
some
chef somewhere.
Same.
Some Royal Caribbean head chef has come up with a tasting menu, but they replicate it on all their ships. It's not going to be, you know, oh, this is what we came up with for today. No. It's just, you know.
All right. So Kathy Marshall says, I just can't get my head around going to Disney for food. So, I mean, we're not going to counter service restaurants and getting fried fish or whatever. We're going to nicely themed, delicious restaurants, especially Epcot. We usually eat at Epcot. Like, so the
nicely themed, delicious.
And they're just restaurants. The Disney Springs has a lot of restaurants that we like to eat at. All the Disney hotels have decent restaurants in them that we like to, well, not all of them, but a lot of the Disney hotels have decent restaurants that we like to eat at. It's a very lovely place. Disney is just a very lovely, you know, well-manicured, well-themed, everyone's polite.
Does,
you know,
Disney have a retirement home yet?
I mean, Disney is a retirement home.
Because I feel like you're going to graduate from a home near Disney to like a Disney retirement home and then to a Disney grave site when you die. It's just going to be Disney, you know, all Disney. Disney assisted living, you know.
I have told to you. Them. I have made no secret of this. You could go back to the earliest days of Dubious Intent and probably find me talking about when I retire, I'm going to drive the boats at Disney. That's what I want to do. I'm going to get into the recreation department. I'm going to drive boats. You have to work.
But I always thought you meant the boats on that ride. And then you said, no, not the boats on the ride. I don't want to do a skit. I just want to talk.
No, I wanted a free floating boat, like any of the free floating boats on Bay Lake or on the Sassagoola River.
I thought you were going to be one of those punny, you know, captains.
Well, yeah, if I one of those. If I did, oh, a Jungle Cruise. No, I don't want.
Jungle Cruise.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I want to drive a boat.
Yeah, I think you'd be good at that. Oh, yeah. If you ever wanted to see the backside of the water.
Here's the thing, Adam. You know, they do. That is a 20-minute ride. They do that same skit three times an hour. Three times an hour for a 6-hour shift. It's like they don't have a lot of heart in it because you're just repeating the same fucking thing for, you know.
I know. Yes. I got it.
I don't want to do that.
They were improvising.
I don't want to do that, Adam. I don't want to. You know, they do have a little bit of freedom. There's a set of puns that they're allowed to choose from. Like, they don't have to do the same thing every time.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, that gives them a little bit of variety. So they're not just getting completely bored.
So we're moving about an hour 10 away from where we live now.
So no more swinging with Taylor and Babalu. That has to stop.
I don't know, because they are always up there visiting Rodan and Darwin. We're just the other direction. The thing is, though, we're an hour and 10 minutes away from where we are, but we're only 7 minutes further away from the campground.
Okay. Well, yay you.
So.
Isn't there? But there's more than one campground as well.
Well, the one that the RV is currently parked at.
I see. So okay.
The one that the RV lives at right now. If we,
for some reason, I don't know why, I picture the campground that you go to being in the tip of the penis of Florida. I don't think it is, but that's where I picture it being.
It's not. It's in the, if you were to go to a,
right in the pee hole.
No, if you were to go to a map of Florida and locate Lake Okeechobee, which is the big, huge lake in the southern part of Florida. Have you found Lake Okeechobee on Google Maps?
Yes.
So where the little jut out of Lake Okeechobee comes, you know, where it's like that little
to the left?
Yeah, to the left. Like if it was a big fat man peeing, it would be the pee stream.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
All right.
I see that.
Yeah. If you were to just go along that line.
Uh-huh.
To, you know, on the other side of 27, that's where camp is, in a little town called Venus, right outside of a little town called Venus.
Okay.
If you're on Google Maps, you could just type in Camp Mars, and it will ping it for you on your map. Camp Mars,
like Marz, Mars.
No, Camp Mars, like Mars. Camp Mars,
Venus, Florida.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, yeah, that's where I thought you were saying.
Yeah.
So I, okay.
That's where camp is. And that road, 27, is the road we live off of. So you just go 2 hours north on that road and you're at our house. Is that in Saturn County? There's no Saturn County.
I don't see a 27 going north. I see 98.
27 and 98 share the same road for a distance. But from Camp Mars, there's a 27 right outside of Camp Mars. But that's 27 is 2798. So 27 and 98 share a road for a good portion of the middle of the state. But then, yeah, it's just right north of
I-4. It is quite a ways. Yeah, that Lake Okeechobee is huge.
Oh, yeah, it is. Size queen.
It must look like you're just looking at the ocean.
It does. When you're out on the dock. But here's the great thing about this. Let me show you this. How do I show you this?
I mean, you could almost see that from space.
You can see Lake Okeechobee from space. Yes, you do. If you do this, Adam, go to Google Maps and type in, and you can play along, chat room, if you'd like. Type in Claremont, Florida. Clermont, Claremont, Florida.
Yeah.
So if you zoom in so that you can see the names of those two big lakes near Claremont. There's Lake Minnehaha and Lake Mineola. The city of Claremont is So downtown Claremont is between those two lakes.
Yeah.
Now, to give you an idea of how big those lakes are, keep scrolling down until you see the waterfront park off of Lake Mineola. So, you know, just go towards the shore of Lake Mineola. And keep scrolling, and there's a park called Waterfront Park. It's obviously on the shore of Lake Mineola on the Claremont side.
Yes, I see that.
Now, in the bottom of your Google Maps, grab your little dude, your little yellow dude, the street view guy. Drag him and just drop him at the green dot next to the Waterfront Park.
Okay.
And then go and look at Lake Mineola. Like, that's that size lake. Like, you can see the shore on the other side, but just barely. Like, you know, you can see trees over on the other side or whatever. Right. That's that size lake. Lake Okeechobee is like 12 of those. So,
yeah.
In fact, Lake Apopka is just a little bit north of us. That's pretty big, and it's, you know, Lake Okeechobee.
Kathy Marshall's asking, "Where's the Wiki-Watchy mermaids? Where
they are in Wiki-Watchy, which is near the other campground." So there's wilderness areas in Florida. We live on the other side of the Green Swamp Wilderness Preserve. And then next to that is the Withlacoochee State Forest, if you're going back towards the west.
Withlacoochee?
Yeah. That's where Wiki-Watchy... Wiki-Watchy is directly west.
Have some weird names.
So it's on the west coast of Florida from the Withlacoochee State Forest. So it's along Highway 19.
And that song, you know, do you know that song Way Down Yonder in the Chattahoochee? It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie.
I don't know that song.
You could change that to "It gets hotter than Withlacoochee."
Good.
Yeah.
It's not actually that far from camp. Actually, Wiki-Watchy is not that far from camp. From the sawmill, not the camp.
You should take, when you're at sawmill, you should do an excursion to Wiki-Watchy. You know, load up a tour van.
Good.
Go see the mermaids.
check out the mermaids and all that stuff. I don't think that they can do anything at this point to deny us our house.
The only place I've ever been in Florida is Sanibel Island.
So that's on the west coast. That is south of Tampa. So it's kind of Sanibel.
And is it an island?
Yeah. Sanibel is off of Cape Coral. So if you look on Google Maps at Florida, where if you go along the west coast, it's the last little, well, it's not little, it's the last big island to the south before the island, before the state kind of tucks in really hard. It's right off of Cape Coral, right off of Fort Myers, Sanibel Island, but you can see there. It's an island, and the littler island right next to it is Captiva Island. So usually people talk about Sanibel Captiva as a single unit. What are you talking about, Cyclone? Florida's west coast are the most pristine beaches in the world. They're crushed limestone. They're gorgeously white and hard packed, and they're like.
But Daniel does not enjoy the beach.
I don't
at all.
Yeah, no. But Florida beaches, west coast Florida beaches.
We stepped foot on a beach for like 30 seconds, and then
we did
when I was visiting
because you wanted a picture.
Yeah, and I think you were bitching the whole way about walking in the sand or something or.
Yeah, no Floridian. Most Floridians are not beach people, by the way, just so you know. but that's over where, so that's West Coast.
I'm not really a beach person either, but it was so white, the sand, so I wanted a picture of it.
Yeah, because you're racist.
we love a white sandy beach. Well, Mark loves a white sandy beach. I do think the white sand is prettier.
Yeah.
I don't like walking on sand.
Yeah, I don't like walking on that beige, squishy sand. The limestone, the crushed white limestone is very firm. It's very firm as you walk on it. So there you go. Oh, Lamont Cranston asked if I had been on the grinder and the scruff from the new house. And I have when I was there with the inspector. But I chatted with a couple of people that were in the neighborhood, just asking them about how the neighborhood was and what they thought.
I'm sure that folks on Grindr are not going to want to have a conversation about you putting in an offer on a house near them. They're really, does it have a glory hole?
I said scruff and Grindr. I think most of the people that we're chatting with were on scruff, but yes, Adam, not everyone on the apps is there for a sec. And then I walked up to the, not walked up.
Pshaw.
I drove up to the, by the way, I went to the spit valve factory because I was tricked into buying Walmart Plus. So I have Walmart Plus. So I went.
You can't keep, why do folks keep saying spit valve factory and Walmart in the same breath?
I was tricked into buying spit valve Plus. So I have spit valve Plus, right? So I need to see that just sounds weird. It's like, what would you call it? Valve Plus? Anyway, I was tricked into buying Valve Plus. And so
I have Valve Plus.
Yeah. No, I told you this story, right? I was on the Spit Valve website and it said, hey, limited time, you know, new year offer, sign up for Valve Plus for $49 for the first year.
Yeah.
You know, click here. And I thought clicking there would take me to a page that would give me, because I didn't know what the benefits of Walmart Plus were. So I figured it would take me to a page. It's yeah, like, and you
it,
know,
just, it just checked you no, out.
Yeah, it just because my credit card was already on file, they were like, okay, you have Walmart Plus. Like, fuck. Well,
there you go.
So now I have Walmart Plus, and no one ever asked me for my ID. Anyway, so I figured we need boxes because we need to start packing things up. So I ordered 50.
Don't pack your chickens before they hatch, Daniel. You haven't.
I ordered 50 medium boxes.
Okay.
25 small and 25 large. And we'll see. I mean, we're still hiring movers.
You need a lot of tape.
To move the.
You need. What are the markers? The
Sharpies.
Sharpies. Yeah. You need Sharpies.
We have Sharpies. Sharpies.
You and actually one of those tape roller things that you put the tape on and
We have those. We've moved quite
teeth
a bit.
On it You know.
It's a tape gun. Yeah. We've moved several times, Adam. We've got those things. Good. We just don't have boxes. So
for a while we were saving boxes. We moved so many times. Because so I lived in an apartment and he did, and then we rented our first house, so that was our first move. And then we moved to a condo that the one that we never could get hot water in the shower.
How much do you think those 100 boxes cost?
$76
for 100 cardboard boxes.
Yeah. Sure.
I would have gladly paid that. No, it was you clearly have not bought boxes recently. No, it's,
I don't. Yeah. Daniel, I don't look at the price of things.
It was like 100. It was like 163 for 100 boxes.
Okay. So. I have bought boxes before, but I didn't look at the price. I just bought them. They're boxes. They can't be that much.
Shithead mingle. A new concept to meet real people as long as you buy them a beer.
This is the point in the evening where Cyclone gets a little less coherent.
No, I understand what he was talking about. We were talking about Christian. Kathy Marshall mentioned Christian Mingle, and he was doing a play.
I mean,
on that. Here's the thing:
you and I get less coherent this time of night.
That's
as
true.
Well,
but, that's true. But my thing is this run club. I've already joined their Facebook group, and I've been chatting with the people.
You have just drank the Kool-Aid on this running.
It's crystal light.
Officially a runner. You are all in.
Yeah.
On this running thing.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
I don't know what the qualities of a runner are exactly, but you're gonna start exhibiting.
It's fun. It's just fun.
Yeah.
But the run club, because there's a bunch of people there.
Oh, yeah. Lamont says Daniel has become Julia Sugarmaker in that one episode. I think I do recall an episode where she starts running and she's like crazy about it.
It'll be fun. A Disney race. Think about it. We don't have to rent a hotel anymore for the Disney race.
Except the one that you've already got, which you're not sure what you're going
to do
with.
Exactly. And the worst thing is my nephew works for Marriott and he can't even figure out a way out. I prepaid. It's paid for. Like I can cancel the reservation, but there's no refund. So it's like canceling it. I just lose the money outright. Otherwise I go and, stay there.
Just have a little staycation.
Yeah. But that means we have to get, I'm hoping we meet friends that can, cat sit for us, because that's the other thing is we're going to get someone to cat sit for us so that we can stay 30 minutes away for 4 days.
Well, your sister has cat sat for you before.
Yeah, but her house is no longer right next to ours.
She cat sat, she killed your cat. That's so true. Maybe.
Her house is an hour away from our new place. So
she cat sat.
It'll be fun. I was looking at, I've been going in this order. I've been looking at e-bikes.
Okay. For the lake?
Well, for our big series of trails and stuff that are right up near our house. Like, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So e-bike,
But if they're trails, wouldn't it need to be a dirt bike version of an e-bike or something? One that's made to ride on trails specifically?
But they're maintained trails. They're cement.
Okay. You're not actually hiking.
No.
Hiking trails. No. They're paths.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're state park paths right there. They're not perfectly manicured concrete, but there's concrete and stuff in them, right? It's a very well worn path. But a lot of fishermen have those e-bikes, and so they'll just zip around to the different lakes fishing on their, and set up on their e-bike and stuff. That's the one thing I was looking at. The other thing I've been looking at is I would love a Sea-Doo or something. You know what I'm saying? Just a little Sea-Doo that you can go down the little canals and go down, through the chain.
For
lakes.
Some reason, and I know you were a water skier, or I think you were a water skier.
Yep.
But I never envisioned you as a person that's a get in the water sort of person. I know we went snorkeling, but I don't ever envision you that way.
Wow. Yeah. No. Yeah. No, I swim in lakes, man. That's my thing. But I was thinking, I would love a little Sea-Doo thing, but I hate. Like when we went kayaking down the Wekiwatchee River, those, they stink, right? They just put their little two-stroke engines and they just belch, carbon, what I'm saying? Like exhaust and everything. Yeah. They stink. And it's like,
I've never ridden on a jet ski ever.
So I kind of want, an electric one, and they sell electric, watercraft, Sea-Doos. They're stupidly expensive, but I was just like, oh, if these could just come down in price. So I'm thinking maybe in the meantime, just a kayak or something, like a little, take the kayak out.
One of those paddle things like you see at all the theme parks where it's
like
got
a paddle boat.
Big wheels.
Yeah.
And then you just it's like a tricycle, but it's
like
wheels.
The ones at the beach, like the tricycle, the inflated tricycle. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Get one of those.
One of those, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think those will go through the canals in the same way that a motor would. But here's the thing. His dad is really big into fishing and stuff. That's why he, they moved to the Lake of the Ozarks was for fishing and stuff.
For that and the meth.
Yeah, pretty much. So I feel like, when they come down to visit, we've got some of the greatest fishing lakes in the world.
Have they ever visited before?
Yeah. His dad's come down here a couple of times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You've never mentioned it.
They haven't stayed here because we don't have a guest room, but they've come down, and his dad's come down twice or thrice, and his stepmom was only on two of those trips. One of the trips was just his dad was delivering a boat.
So twice, thrice, what would it be for four?
Four times.
So there's no quatrice
I wasn't looking at the inflatable kayak cyclone. I have a truck, so I can take the cyclone to the, I can take the kayak to the lake, in my truck. I would get a solid
cyclone. He's taking you to the lake.
I would get a solid
in the truck.
I want to, or maybe a little sailboat.
Wow.
Sailfish.
I don't even know why you chose Valrico or whatever, where you live now. Why didn't you just originally buy a house in?
Because we were required to work in an office building, in Tampa.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, growing up, we had pontoon.
So COVID was the reason that you're now able to do this.
Yeah.
Because they started being more flexible on remote work.
During COVID, they set the policy and said, okay, everyone is just now remote. Everyone is now remote. And then they sent out a questionnaire later and goes, hey, after COVID, do you want to stay remote? Do you want to come back into the office, a few days a week? Do a hybrid thing, or do you want to come back into the office every day. And then like a few weeks later, they went, okay, whatever you filled in on your questionnaire, that's what you are. So if you wanted to be full, you know, if you want to be remote forever, then congratulations, you're remote forever, blah, blah, blah. But then they switched out the head of our talent department. And then suddenly, you know, there was this new head of talent. And then suddenly he's, oh, everyone within a 26-mile radius must return to the office. And
yeah, that's the shitty part. Companies that said, we are now a remote company.
Yep.
And then they're like, just kidding.
Yep.
You know, because like our CIO or whatever said, IT is permanently remote.
Yep.
He made those comments. We are now remote. We can be productive. And then COVID, you know, lessens and they're like, we changed our minds. We would like for you to come back.
I'd like to redefine permanently.
Yeah.
Permanently now means temporarily. Kind of like literal, like people used literal so much that now the definition of
literally means figuratively.
Yes, literal. One of the sub-definitions of literal is figurative. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm super.
They literally just flip-flopped.
I spend a good portion of my evenings just looking at websites of like the Lake County parks and the Claremont events that are coming up and the just good, like, oh, where would
are you going to be? Are you going to be one of those, like every festival that, you know, Claremont Flea Festival or whatever, you're going to having a booth.
Got to. Yeah. I have a booth.
Going
to do a podcast. Going to do the podcast from the booth. No, it's like,
you're going to be on the city council.
Oh, I should.
Dan Brewer, city councilman.
Daniel Brewer. Don't know who Dan Brewer is.
Well, it sounds more politician.
Oh.
It sounds more Dan Brewer. Yes, I'm Dan Brewer.
I can fix their audio. I can fix their audio. I could be,
You
could be on the city council for
You could
the
set up
audio.
The speakers for the for the Moon Harvest dance.
Yeah, I could. I could.
And I wonder if they like dance around a maypole in the springtime.
They probably do.
In Claremont.
They probably do. You know, the city of Claremont has a website. It is claremontfl.gov.
Now tell me this. Do you know what your preferred meal of choice is going to be at every restaurant in downtown Claremont? Have you looked at all their menus and picked out what may or may not be your favorite dishes?
No, because a lot of the restaurants in downtown Claremont are, you know, like local restaurants that don't necessarily have their menus out. It's like, so the Claremont Brewing Company is in downtown.
What are they, back in the Stone Ages in Claremont? They don't have online menus?
I'm just saying, well, not in a way for me to go and look. And there's so many like local restaurants down here in this downtown. I know there's two breweries. So there's one of them's the Claremont Brewery. Which is the other one? Because the running group runs and then goes to the brewery. Yeah, it must be Claremont Brewing Company.
Because apparently you cannot do a marathon or a half marathon or a quarter marathon or a fun run without drinking afterwards. Yeah. Like that's a
electrolytes.
That's a requirement.
You got to put the electrolytes back. Beer is a great way to replace the electrolytes. It's such a cute little town.
Seems to have captured your heart.
It has, yeah. I'll probably hate it. It'll probably be, you know, like a bunch
of... Now I'm envisioning one of those TV shows like Gilmore Girls or something where you're in this little town.
Stars Hollow.
The perfect little town.
There's a TV show we were watching recently and... Oh, it was Wednesday. Did you watch Wednesday?
Yes.
When they took Wednesday to her therapist, I'm like, that's the... Gilmore Girls set. That's Stars Hollow. There's the, you know, the buildings. That's where the cafe was and everything. And Zach Googled it. And it's like, it wasn't the same set, but it was almost identical. Like a lot of people like thought that it was the same set. It's like,
I never watched Gilmore Girls. So
I watched all of Gilmore Girls. I even watched the reprise, you know, the Year in a Life that on Netflix.
The Netflix thing, yeah.
Yeah. Stepford Wives. You know, I mean, I guess the thing is, well, oh, we did. We did look. There is the Lake County Fair is going to happen in Eustace. Lake County is very big, but we're actually in an area. You'll find this so fascinating, Adam. I are you sitting down? This is how fast it's going to be. So
I am sitting down. I'm
fascinating.
Literally sitting.
We live in a place called Four Corners. Like that's the name of our area is Four Corners.
Are there four counties that touch?
There are. Yes. We are at joining of Orange County, Lake County, Polk County, and Osceola County. So
now could you go to a spot where and get on your hands and feet and have one hand in one county, one hand in the other county, one foot in the other county, one foot in the other county? Is that a possible thing?
That is actually possible. Yes. Yes, you could. I don't know where that spot is, but yes. The counties are all irregularly shaped.
So here's a question. How thin is the line?
The county line. Yeah, I don't know.
The line. How thin? Like a state line even. How is there a defined thickness of that line?
Is there
like a, you know, a neutral zone? There's not, but I'm just saying, like, you know, maybe this is a stupid question, but is the line, like a pencil line, or is it,
here's the answer.
It's just a line.
Here's the answer.
It's just a line.
In case you're curious, state borders are arbitrary lines with zero thickness. Thanks for visiting and welcome to our state signs are not placed on the actual state lines, but rather within each state's territory right before or after the line, respectively. Space between the signs is not any sort of no man's land, so you can't get away with a crime there. You're either in this state or that one. The line is two-dimensional, but you are not.
Okay.
There you go.
So somebody thought up that question at
someone
some
did.
Point.
Yeah,
because they answered it. So
that was on Quora.
Quora. You know, Quora wants to charge now for like a... some plan. If you want to read more than a certain number of answers or something like that, oh, sign up for Quora Plus or whatever.
There were some changes made to the city council in Claremont.
Oh,
I may have to run.
Farmer Joe was unseated by Ellie May.
Pictured above, council member Ibo Intusa. It says an I next to it. Does that mean he's independent? Council member Chandra Myers has a C next to it, and council member Jim Purvis with an R next to it. I wonder what the C is. What party is that? I know what the I is, or that's independent, and the R is Republican. I wonder what the C is. This article is entirely unhelpful on the Claremont, Florida website. You know, the slogan of Claremont, Florida is Choice of Champions. I am a champion, therefore I chose it. So.
I didn't know that, but I do now. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to... I've never seen your current house, so I can't compare them or anything like that, but I'm looking forward to you getting approved and getting everything. Are they looking to sell immediately? Like, as soon as you're approved, you can buy clothes? Like,
oh, we've already set the next... Yeah, everything's already been set for the 15th. Closing is supposed to happen on the 15th. The inspection came back. Everything was fine. There's a couple of handyman things. And like I said, I just made two requests. That just went in today. They haven't responded to that. So they, at this point, will need to either cancel the deal or fix them. So that's kind of their... So either they fix the soffits and the toilet, or they give us money to do that, or they cancel the deal. But the house had been on the market for 78 days before we bought it. So I don't think they're going to cancel the deal because they've been sitting on that house for a while. So, yeah. All right, Adam. I would like to...
Sorry, I'm still looking at the Florida map. I was... I was like, oh, well, Grand Bahama looks really close to Palm Beach.
Let's say goodnight to the chat room. Let's say goodnight to Level 13. Goodnight, Level 13. Goodnight, chat room.
Goodnight, Level 13. Goodnight, chat room. Goodnight, John Boy. Goodnight, Mary Ellen.
Yes. Goodnight, Grandma.
Yeah.